The SPA Women's Ministry of Bethel Deliverance International Church invites all women to join them for a live simulcast with Priscilla Shira and worship with Anthony Evans. You'll be inspired and challenged to step into God's plan for your life as Priscilla delivers a powerful message of encouragement and truth from the Word of God. It's all happening Saturday, April 8th, 8:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. at Bethel Deliverance International Church, located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, Pennsylvania. Registration is $20, which includes lunch and materials. Don't miss the chance to experience Priscilla Shira live. Go to betheldeliverance.org to register today.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Even when you were dead in sins, tell somebody you were dead. Y'all don't hear me. You hearing me? The Bible says when you were dead in your sins, that's when his love kicked in. All you self-righteous people, I ain't talking about Bethel, I'm talking about visitors. You self-righteous people that think you're owed God's love. Tell me, you got to live a certain way to get God's love. When you were in your sin, smoking crack, drinking Jack Daniels, giving yourself to anybody on the street, gang warring and hurting and stabbing, God loved you. That's why you're not dead. Because even when the devil wanted to destroy you, his love cocooned you and saved you until you were ready to get saved. Listen to what Paul said. Even when we were dead in sin. Look at this. When we were dead in sin, his love quickened us with Christ. Oh, I'm going to bust some theologian's bubble. God saved you before you got saved. You say, hold it, preacher. What you talking about? What you talking about, Willis? You look back in your sinful life. And you can pick out a time when you started losing desires for certain things. Stuff didn't make sense to you anymore. That crack didn't make sense anymore. That clown you were running with didn't make sense anymore. You began to question your attitude. You said, this don't make sense. Why I'm getting drunk every day? Why I'm going out and doing all this mess? God was saving you. He was preparing you to hear the gospel. Why? Because he loved you. That's why when you come together with people that you've been quickened, look around, you've been quickened with these people. We all been quickened to get quickened. Y'all don't get this. Let me show you what it means. When you drop a child off at a new center, the child coming in is always apprehensive, but the children in there are not apprehensive. It's the child coming in that pulls back and pulls away, but the other children want to incorporate them. So they walk home and say, come on and play. No, I don't want to play. Come on, Bobby, come on. They want to take you around, introduce you to the head. But the one coming in is uncertain. So the teacher has to walk over and take them by the hand and walk them over to their cubby. Once they get used to it, mom and dad don't have to escort them to their classroom. They act like you don't even live with them. Soon as you drop them off, they out the car. They forgot their lunch and they forgot their Teletubby book bag. Why? Because they're going to see their friends. When you get established in the body of Christ, you don't need to be told to come to church. You wake up on Sunday, where you going? To see my brothers and sisters. You can't wait to pull up here. You get frustrated when the traffic is tying you up. You say, I don't want to miss praise and worship. I know the preaching is good, but I need the praise and worship because it's my time to tell God how sweet it is to be loved by you. Women are from Venus. And Venus, according to Greek mythology, the Venus concept is one of emotional love. It doesn't make sense. Woman's love don't make sense. I feel you. I'm in California, but I feel you. We connected. I had a feeling you were gonna call me. That's Venus. Venus is, well, can I just sit next to you? It's the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. The score is 13-13 with your team on the 2-yard line. They got 5 seconds and she wants to sit next to you. I just need a hug. It's the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. My mortgage money is on this game. I can't be hugging you. So the man says, because he's from Mars, he says, wait till after the game is over. And she says, okay, and goes about her business. You come in after the game is over, you won. You come in after the game is over. See, because when you win, it pushes your testosterone. Now you're turned on. We won. Let me go see my baby. We're my baby. And you walk over to her. She says, Go love your team. Go hug your team. Don't bring it to me now. Because I ain't with that now. You go on back in there and sit in your chair. I'm going out. I'm going to get my nails did. And you like, well, baby, couldn't you understand? No, because see, when I reached out for you, you want to watch your game. And you can't quite understand. What did I do wrong? I didn't leave the house. I told her I'd be right there. It was only 5 seconds. I don't get this. Because you're from Mars. Listen to this. God's from Venus. I called for my lovers, and they didn't want me. God will wake you up 3 o'clock in the morning. You talking about the devil woke me up. God said, I ain't no devil, baby. It's me. Come talk to me. Just come sit with me. You talking, I got a burden at 3 o'clock. But no, you didn't. God felt the need to connect with you because love don't make him wait. No. Listen, girl. The time is right. Let me leave that alone. I can do that at 7:30 because y'all 11:30 people are like, that's the devil. You sit here today and you may feel left out of God's program. Some of you are struggling right now with love. Our teenagers, they don't see it modeled much. The rationalization for a teenager in the world today is sex. They don't see much hand-holding. Some of you that have teenagers in your home, they never see you hold hands without something afterwards. All right, y'all go outside for about an hour and come back. And no, they don't see just the holding of hands and just the embrace. So they don't see that, not even in Christian homes. They don't have a model for love. So they're forced to let the world teach them about love. And love is, if you love me, you'll let me. But that's not biblical. That's why we can't receive the love of God. Somebody says, God loves you. What does that mean? We've always been taught God's a killer. He'll beat you down. He'll knock you out if you're in the wrong place. He'll destroy you. And so we bring people to the altar with the hell concept. You're going to hell. You're going to hell. You need to come down to this altar. But in Jeremiah, he said, I have drawn you with loving kindness. He says, I've drawn you with loving kindness. He saves the judgment for hard-headed children, not for those fishing. And some of us are fishing today. We're uncertain. That's why you can't praise him. Your praise is orchestrated by who's doing it up here. So you can't give God a praise because the way they're doing it has captured your attention. Oh, they just yell a lot. Oh, they just do so-and-so. I don't care what they do. We're loving God. Isaiah 49, verse 13 says, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing. Tell your neighbor, break forth into singing. He says, O mountains, you break forth, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But here's what Zion says, and Zion would be metaphorical of the church. The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. You feel like that sometimes, don't you? You feel like what you're going through, God doesn't know. You're in this by yourself. You got a bad medical report, and you feel so isolated, so alone, so empty. That's why it's called comfort food. You reach for fries or greasy hamburger when you're going through, but you won't reach out to God. You know the hamburger loves you because it sticks to you and won't let you go. It grows with you and causes you to grow. So you know the hamburger loves you, but you're not sure that God loves you. Because my life's a mess and I'm just holding on by the skin of my teeth. But here's what God says. God says, can a woman forget her sucking child? I don't care if you throw your child away. You don't forget them. Because they lived in you for 39 weeks. They lived in you. If you've ever aborted one, you're still hurting. You can't even be that callous to dismiss what was screaming in you, kicking in you, turning in you. And if you endure the pain of birth or the experience of it, can you forget your sucking child? He says, they may, but I won't forget you. God, why is it you won't forget me? I wrote your name in my hand.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1317P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org. Or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.